So I apologize ahead of time. There's so many things crying out to be mentioned in the readings. There's a lot, as we mentioned a few days ago, that parallel, the beautiful parallel of Jesus and St. Paul that share in the priesthood, whether it's Christ himself, St. Paul, the priest or bishop, and also like every layperson sharing in that priesthood of Jesus Christ, every parent, like this attitude of Jesus, like the ones you gave me, Father, I protected them. St. Paul saying, I admonished each of you, I tried to protect you, I consecrated myself for you. It's just a beautiful understanding of how Paul realized himself as that sharing in the priesthood of Jesus Christ, sharing in the heart of Jesus Christ. And we want to ourselves do the same, watching over the flock entrusted to us, the priest over his flock of the parish, each of you watching over the flock of your loved ones and those entrusted to you. This is one thought that's kind of stood out to me again. We've highlighted it before, but you look at St. Paul, how much he understood his role and how much he shared in the zeal in the heart of Jesus Christ, the priest. Then you watch over this little detail of how Paul speaks. He gathers the presbyters, this word that I was actually Googling it yesterday, the priests, the elders, it's just the elders, but over time, that became the priest, and the highest person of the presbyters would be, you know, the episcopus, the bishop. But Paul gathers these, and watch what he says to them. Hey, you pastors, you priests, keep watch over yourselves, because you're human, and you could be lost. Watch over your own hearts, watch over yourselves, and over the whole flock, of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as overseers. When did the priesthood begin? In the Middle Ages? When did the bishop and the whole idea of the leadership of the church begin? It was right here. From the very beginning, the church communities, the human visible kingdom of heaven had that structure. And it wasn't seen as Paul on my own whim appointed each one of you, hey little man, but the Holy Spirit appointed you as overseers. That's holy orders. Visible signs, the bishop laying hands on the young man or whoever, but an invisible reality, the Holy Spirit appointed you in spite of yourself. And then he goes on, savage wolves will come after my departure. I know it's going to happen from without and even from within, from your own number. Ever heard of a Catholic or a priest or a bishop or whoever at times maybe saying something that was a little confusing or controversial or opposing? I mean, I'll share with you all, when I was growing up, the priest kind of from the pulpit talked about the Pope's teaching, which was a little controversial. And he says, this is wrong. So wait a minute, it's not your role to share your personal opinions from the pulpit. But that happens. Wolves come and they confuse at times. They pervert the truth to draw the disciples away after them. That's when Jesus said, keep them from the evil one, Father. I don't pray that you take them out of the world. They will have trouble in the world. My kingdom will struggle in the world. The kingdom suffers violence, he had said. There will be divisions, there will be struggles. But I pray, Father, that you keep them from the wolf, from the evil one. We simply continue to pray for that fledgling kingdom of God on earth. Those consecrated, each one of us consecrated through our baptism. Jesus said, consecrate them, Father, in the truth. I consecrate myself for them. Consecrate, set them apart. That they would be in the world, but not of the world. Guided by my shepherds who share my heart, but keep them from the evil one. Protect them, Father. They are your gift to me. Protect them. And the church continues to pray. The presbyters, the priests, the parents, you all, and the bishops, we pray for the church to be who we're called to be, in the world, but consecrated apart from the world, and faithful, even amidst moments of confusion, division, struggles. In the world, you will have trouble, he said, but do not worry. I have conquered the world. May we remain connected to the shepherd, connected to the vine. May priests and bishops be who they are called to be. May the church be who each one of us, all of us, are called to be, that light for the world, persevering amidst the darkness. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.